proclamation number 5575 dated the January 12th, 1953. Opportunities for attaining the childship to God. You will truly be compensated for all adversity you have to endure on earth, and you will joyfully realize what you have gained by your state of suffering on earth, which my love recognized as being beneficial for your soul and which therefore was only inflicted on you because of love. You humans should believe that you will still need opportunities to achieve maturity. That a person's soul on earth is very rarely so crystallized on leaving its body that it can pass into the spiritual kingdom as my child. Believe that only few people would achieve the degree of childship to God which grants them the Father's inheritance if I did not create opportunities for them through a state of illness or suffering which can completely purify the soul and at the same time signify the removal of all guilt still on earth. But I know every person's ability and willingness to love and thus also his degree of maturity. I really also know best who is already so close to me that I can accept him as my child. Yet according to the law of eternity, the soul has to be completely free of impurities, because the highest degree of beatitude, the childship to God, can only be reached on earth, because it is no longer possible for the soul in the spiritual kingdom to reach perfection, and ascend towards childship to God. This is why the soul will still be offered the opportunity on earth to perfect itself, which a sorrowful and difficult earthly existence can achieve. Love and suffering lead the soul to perfection. Love and suffering let it mature. Love and suffering enable it to partake of the highest pleasures and the sweetest togetherness with me. The child unites with the Father and eternally remains joined to him. Earthly life, however, is limited. It is but a fleeting moment compared to eternity, and no matter how sorrowful it is, the beatitudes at the Father's heart make up the suffering a thousandfold, and the soul looks back with gratitude and realizes the overwhelming love of the Father, who wanted to grant it this infinite happiness and therefore let it suffer on earth. Amen.